Hundreds of immigrants and refugees plan to head to Olympia tomorrow for their annual legislative rally. One message they'll take to lawmakers is about citizenship. Nearly 200,000 Washington residents are eligible to become citizens, but the process can be long and complicated. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, advocates want to make sure the state keeps up funding various programs that help.
A photo of a man in a top hat flashes on the projector screen.
Abraham Lincoln. Can everybody say one more time? Abraham.
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 Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Very good. Okay.
About 40 Vietnamese immigrants squeeze into this classroom in South Seattle. Many are retirement age, but they're back in school mode to prep for their citizenship test.
Okay.
The teacher runs some bilingual drills since her students still struggle with English.
Okay, vấn đề thứ nhất là gì?
Slave.
They review several history questions that could appear on the test. Then the teacher tosses out this extra credit. What does slavery mean? A woman calls out a simple definition. To sell people.
Now, next question.
This class is held at the Asian Counseling and Referral Service, a nonprofit in Seattle. It's the state's largest provider of citizenship classes, with programs in various languages and locations.
Okay, who is ready to answer?
Xianping Chen oversees the program. She meets a lot of aspiring citizens with their eye on a very specific goal, to vote.
They've never done that in their own country, but right now after they become U.S. citizens, they want to taste the democracy.
But sometimes democracy gets expensive. State funding covers the costs of most citizenship programs for low-income people, like this one. But in 2010, during the recession, the state briefly cut all funding. Some programs closed, others scaled way back. It left thousands of clients in a lurch. A little more than half the money has now been restored, but the experience left providers like Chen worried the cuts could happen again. She sees these programs as vital. They help people get past obstacles to citizenship, like this common one.
They feel like, their English is not good enough. And, as Asian people, they care about their, we say face, right? Saving face. So.
Saving face. That's one reason people delay the test. Another is financial. It costs nearly $700 to apply for citizenship. That's a hefty savings for many new immigrants in low-wage jobs. State funding also helps with fees, and there's incentive for the state to pay. For people who receive public assistance, like food stamps, some costs shift from the state to the feds once they become citizens. Studies also show people who gain citizenship become more involved in their communities and tend to earn more money. Outside the citizenship class, Trung Dang Vu says he's eager for new opportunities and benefits as a citizen. He and his wife came here from Vietnam 5 years ago, where he says life was bleak.
In my country, when we have a baby, or a lot of baby, we need
Vu
to...
Vu launches into a long dialogue about poverty and corruption in the communist country he left. He ends on a note about paying bribes in Vietnam.
After finishing university, they go to work. We need to pay a little bit for the officer if we want to get a new job, a better job. Yeah, then we have nothing in my country.
Vu's 57 years old, and his connection to America goes decades back. It started with his father.
My daddy, he was high officer in the Republic of Vietnam, the previous government.
His father assisted the U.S. government during the war, and because of that, ended up in a labor camp.
And he died after 1 year. Yeah.
For Vu's father, his association with the U.S. cost him his life. But for Vu, it brings a new home, and he's more than ready to make it official. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.